One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're proud.
Why are we proud?
Because it's Pride Month.
We're proud of Pride.
We're proud of Pride. Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. Use that Facebook button like a lot.
Rainbow everything.
Yeah.
And enjoy celebrating LGBTQ culture.
Yes. We wouldn't be here without it, literally.
Yeah, that's actually very true. Thanks, musical theater.
Yeah.
I had a weird thing happen on the subway today.
What was your weird subway experience?
There was a woman who was standing. Josh and I were sitting in one of like the smaller banks of seats, and there was a woman standing in front of us with her back to us. And she sneezed in a way that I've never heard someone sneeze before.
Okay.
And terrified the entire car of people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she made this noise, and I'm going to move back from my microphone.
Please.
When she sneezed, she did this. I'm not kidding. She screamed. And then like everyone like tensed, like the whole car freaked out.
God.
And then she just went, "Sorry."
What if she has like a rare disorder where it's like extremely painful for her to sneeze?
I don't know. It was honestly, I like dug my fingernails into Josh's hand and everybody looked up. It was bonkers. Like you have to be able, like I understand to a certain degree, you do not have control over the manner in which you sneeze.
True.
But like you should be able to not yell when you sneeze. Like
you should be able to not stop a New York City subway car in its tracks.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so that was my excitement for the day.
Is anyone out there listening a weird sneezer? If you're a weird sneezer, tweet at us. We want to hear your story.
Looking at you, Brian Robinson.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to our dear friend, Brian.
Love you. Miss you.
He guest sang. As MC Triple Stout.
He guest hyped.
He guest hyped.
Say.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, MC Triple Stout, Small Batch Mafia on our Jeremy Piven Explained episode.
Yes.
So check that out.
Yeah. So, Scott, what's a song salad?
A song salad is a random genre of music from moodfuse.com plus a random article from Wikipedia combined, tossed, if you will, to create a song.
And we find out what our genre and topic are by spinning the salad spinner.
So, this week, I'm very excited.
Why are you excited?
Because we have a really strange and fun salad spinner to do.
Okay, okay.
So, this week, our salad spinner comes from Sammy Jelen, at sjelen on Twitter. And it's a website that he linked us to, dood.al/pinktrombone.
Which sounds dirty.
It sounds soups dirty.
But it's not.
It's not. It is a virtual voice box,
yeah.
I guess.
Literally.
Virtual voice box and tongue, throat, oral cavity, nasal cavity, hard palate, soft palate, lips, etc. that you can use to try to create words by like clicking and dragging and manipulating different parts of this mouth.
Yeah, so it's a simulator that literally it looks in a very rudimentary way like the infrastructure of your mouth and voice box. And so there's a nasal cavity, oral cavity, hard palate, soft palate, lips, tongue. So
I said all that.
Oh, did you say hard palate, soft palate?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't paying
attention.
Why
don't you listen to me?
Because like you talk all the time.
I know. And I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah.
So when you just open up the website, it sort of sounds like this.
Yeah, it's just going.
It's just going. And then when you move things around, it changes like the vowel sound and stuff. So Sammy's directive to us was to try to say our names using this vocal simulator.
So Scott is going to try to make it say Scott.
It's going to be really difficult.
So we have to play around with it for a little bit. So we're going to try to get it to the best we can. And then we'll play that as our salad spinner.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go. Cool. Go first.
So here is a salad spinner of this website attempting to say Scott.
Thank you, at sjelen.
Oh.
Did that work?
Middling success.
Middling. Yeah, that should be our next review if you want to put that on iTunes.
Middling success.
All right.
Spin.
Enka.
Enka.
Spelled E-N-K-A.
Also, we have definitely outlasted Mood. Mood Fuse is R.I.P.
I think Mood Fuse doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it still shows up different random genres of music, but it used to show example songs, and it does not anymore.
Yeah, it's just borked. It's borked.
Well, let's hope it doesn't die. Otherwise, we'll have to find another website that randomly generates.
Generates
genres.
So what the heck is Enka?
I had never heard of it either, but it's a popular Japanese music genre considered to resemble traditional Japanese music stylistically.
Great.
But modern Enka is a relatively recent musical form which arose in the context of such post-war expressions of modern Japanese non-material nationalism.
That's a lot of concepts you just said in that sentence.
While adopting a more traditional musical style and vocalism than another music that was popular during the pre-war years.
Ryukoka.
Yeah.
Ryukoka.
Modern Enka, developed in the post-war era, which is probably what we're going to focus on, is a form of sentimental ballad music.
Excellent.
We'll get into what that means.
Enka, as a term, was first used to refer to political texts that were set to music, which were sung and distributed by opposition activists belonging to the Freedom and People's Rights Movement during the Meiji period in like the late 1800s, early 1900s. So a long time ago. And this has Enka has a really, really long history, and it's evolved a lot.
Right. But I think from glancing through the history and musical style and all that, it seems like the Enka that most people are familiar with and the most popular form of Enka was this like post-war, meaning post-World War II period of Enka, the late 1950s into the early 1960s. And in listening to some example songs, which you'll hear in a moment, it sounds a lot like, you know, the golden oldies. Like if you're watching PBS late at night and there's like an infomercial for a CD of like Tom Jones and Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like those.
It's like Captain and Tennille a little bit.
Right.
Like the slower versions. Like the
right.
slower
these,
ones.
These slow ballads that just have that, you know, sweeping strings and very wholesome
and they would come on the content. Like the like Lawrence Welk show and
yeah.
they would like sing and you would like sit on like a ledge with someone and just like sing
right
yeah
so it's that but with the addition of traditional Japanese instruments such as the shakuhachi, which is a flute, and the shamisen, which is a stringed instrument that you would probably recognize if you saw a picture of it. It looks like a long skinny guitar,
and men and women both sang Enka, but the most famous Enka singer who gained popularity in the 1960s, which is when Enka became really commercial, is Hibari Misora.
Who lived from 1937 to 1989, and she was known as the Queen of Enka. Her song, Yawara, composed by Masao Koga, won the Grand Prix Award at the 1965 Japan Record Award. And that is going to be our example song.
Yes.
So here is Yawara. A lot of information about the musical style.
Thank goodness.
I'm going to need some help. Specifically about the tonality, harmonies, and scales that are used. It does say that the form took on a predominantly Western sound, meaning like Western chord progressions, and especially the chord progressions used in blues music, which we've done a bunch in the past. And those chords are 1, 4, 5, and 1.
Yep.
But the scales used are much more along the lines of like pentatonic, which means 5 notes to the scale. And that's like that stereotypical Asian sound is the pentatonic scale. And here's an example of it. In addition to the pentatonic scale, there's also a modern mainstream Enka scale, like specific to the genre, called Yonanuki Tan Onkai, which means minor scale without 4 and 7.
Jeez. Okay.
So that means a typical minor scale, but dropping the 4th note and the 7th note. And that's what this scale sounds like.
There are also lyrical themes. Isn't that great? Whenever there's actual lyrical themes. Love and loss, loneliness, enduring hardships, persevering in the face of difficulty, even suicide or death.
Happy.
So also like blues, actually.
Right. It also suggests a traditional, idealized, or romanticized aspect of Japanese culture and attitudes, according to Wikipedia. And we also saw on YouTube that, you know, most of the female singers are wearing kimonos, walking in these sets that were created to look like traditional Japanese yeah. villages. The men are usually in suits and very, you know, formal in the way that they're presenting these songs.
So I think actually we know someone who would be a very good addition to this episode.
We do?
We do. And we both lived with her.
Uh-huh.
And it's our friend Abby.
Our friend Abby lived in Japan for
six years. Yeah, we should probably just ask her this. I believe it was 6 years. And she was a subletter of Scott's.
Yeah.
And then ended up living with Josh and me and some of our other former roommates several years ago at this point. But she is an amazing voiceover artist. She speaks Japanese. She's a great singer.
And she plays the shakuhachi.
And she does play the shakuhachi. So a true Japanophile. And we are going to get her on the phone so she can talk about her experience with Enka and even maybe sing our song this week.
We'll see if we can convince her.
Yeah, exactly. So, Abby.
Yes.
Tell us who you are and why you know what Enka music is.
Okay. I am Abby Trott. I'm a voice actor. And I know what Enka music is because I lived in Japan for 6 years of my life. And
Shannon
I was actually
right.
in a...
I was right. I said were you six.
I was like, Abby lived in Japan for 4 years. And Shannon was like, nope.
No, it was longer. Yeah. 6 years. I was in Tokyo for 4 years.
That must be what I was thinking of.
Yeah, whatever.
While I was in Tokyo, I was in a rock Enka band.
Exciting.
It's so
exciting. What was it called?
Kobushi Ikka.
What does that mean?
Just like Kobushi family.
Ah, okay.
And I also went on an audition for an Enka song. There's a famous Enka singer who was looking for a foreign female who could sing in Japanese to sing Enka with. And
wow.
That's very specific.
Yes. But it turned out to be super shady and most likely some Yakuza run event, as it turns out. I found that out a little too late and didn't end up doing the gig because of that. But
now you're part of the Yakuza.
Almost.
Which is why we can only communicate with you on the phone.
Because you're in jail. You're in Japanese jail.
Japanese jail. Yes. Japanese Enka jail.
That's where I am.
So wait, so what makes
we
something...
just sing sad, lonely songs.
Yeah, it's perfect, actually.
Yeah.
Very thematically appropriate. So what makes something... So like, what makes something a rock Enka song, band rather than just Enka or just rock?
So I guess... Enka music is usually played with involving some traditional Japanese instruments, such as shakuhachi, which I played in the rock Enka band.
Great.
which is a Japanese flute, for those of you who do not know. And I think like shamisen, but it's generally kind of a mellow, quieter music, usually often sad or emotional. I think of it as kind of a little bit melodramatic, but it kind of like heightens stereotypical emotions and scenarios. And in our rock anka band, we just had a bunch of guitars and bass, electric guitars and bass and drums. And we, my friend Takuya, created versions of classic anka songs that were just more upbeat and rock versions of them.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is that a popular thing that happens? People take these anka songs and they update them?
Not that I know of. I don't know if that's a popular thing.
Well, what is the view of anka nowadays in Japan? Like, do people see it as something that's kind of out of date, or do people still listen?
I think it's a matter of opinion. Like, a lot of younger people might view it as out of date, but if you go to any karaoke bar, most people are singing anka.
Yeah, the first thing we thought of when we started listening to examples on YouTube was that it sounded like stereotypical Japanese karaoke. So.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it is. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's mostly anka.
Our example song that we used, I don't know if you've heard of it, is it listed on Wikipedia as the most beloved, well known anka song called Yawara.
Yawara.
By Hibari Misora.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a
sing it for me, Scott.
I'm gonna practice a little more first, because I got to get all those little runs in my voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which apparently has a name. Kobushi?
Kobushi.
Kobushi.
Like Kobushi Ika, the name of my anchor band.
Hey, there you go.
Hey. So wait, so does Kobushi, like that is the only thing that word means?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know the other meanings.
This says kabushi occurs when the pitch of a singer's voice fluctuates irregularly within one scale degree. Those little movements in the vocals that are not necessarily vibrato, but like actually moving the pitch around.
Oh, kobushi also means fist.
Fist?
I think of a fist.
Oh, God. So your band was called Fist Family?
But I think it was pertaining to the music. Or like pumping
sure
fists, because you're
like,
you're so into the music that you're just pumping your fist. Like,
oh yeah, there you go.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
Fist Family is actually a great band name.
Fist Family is very good. Abby, can we prevail upon you to sing our song when we write it?
I will try.
Awesome.
I'm not going to promise great things.
So we haven't gotten the topic yet. Oh, we should have done that before we called her.
So Shannon, it's your turn to spin the salad spinner.
It is my turn. I'm very excited for this.
So Shannon's name, using that pink trombone website. Oh, hey.
Here's
our topic.
Earlsboro, Oklahoma.
Earlsboro, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's a town in Pottawatomie County, Oklahoma, and it was once called the town that whiskey built and oil broke.
There are 633 people who live there. Oh, sorry, 628 people.
That's not a lot.
So, yeah, we're doing an anka song about Earlsboro, Oklahoma.
So we are going to write this song as quickly as possible, and then we'll get you back on the phone, and we'll read you the lyrics? How do we usually do this when we have
a
guest?
Yeah, that's how we've done it, I guess.
Okay. And then...
But you're going to read me the lyrics? I don't get to see them?
Well, no. You will also
you can
get to
also
see them.
But we just like to get your reaction to them.
Okay. Perfect.
Wait, so Abby, what else are you involved in right now? Any projects that you want to tell people about?
Pitch away to our grand audience of thousands.
Ooh, voice acting is mostly just secret stuff that I can't talk about yet.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But where can people like listen to or see your work?
Right now, I'm in Hunter x Hunter. I play Machi, which is an anime on Toonami.
Cool.
And we'll soon be in Iron-Blooded Orphans, Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans,
cool.
playing Julieta. Yeah.
That's great.
And then all the secret stuff I'll tell you about later. Oh, Lego Dimensions, Goonies version. I play Mouth. That just came out.
That's cool.
What else can I plug? I don't know. Yeah,
stuff.
Check out my website. Yeah, that's probably the best idea. It's abbytrot.com.
Abbytrot.com. ABBYTROTT.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Abby. We'll call you soon and tell you the lyrics to our Enka song.
I'll be sitting on the edge of my seat in anticipation.
Great.
Thank you.
Earlsboro, Oklahoma.
Like, maybe the farthest point from Japan on the planet.
Yeah, I think we could. Can you do like a thing? Is there a website that will tell you like what's on the exact opposite side of the earth from something?
Googling exactly that.
What's on the exact other side of the world from me? Oh, perfect. Yeah, so nothing is on the exact other side of the world as Oklahoma. The Pacific Ocean, I guess.
Japan's in the Pacific Ocean.
I guess that's true.
Okay, so Earlsboro, Oklahoma.
That was a bad
almost
idea.
Almost as far as away from Japan as you can get.
Yeah, so let's learn a little bit about Earlsboro, Oklahoma, because it seems like a pretty tragic place. The population in 2010, so granted that was 7 years ago, but the population was 628 people.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah.
It's like almost smack dab in the middle of Oklahoma.
It really is like right in the center of Oklahoma. And apparently it was called the town that whiskey built and oil broke.
Let's explore that, shall we?
Ooh. Earlsboro was founded in 1891, and it was a railway town. That's hard to say. A railway town. And it was named for James Earls, who was a local African-American who served as an orderly for the Confederate General Joseph Wheeler during the Civil War. Woof.
But they named a town after him.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, it's cool, but they were like, we love this guy who, like, knew his place as a slave and served the Confederate. It's awful. It's all awful.
It's awful.
But yeah, Earlsboro. And there was, it initially had an economic boom. So this is what it means when it says the whiskey built, is there was an economic boom because Indian territory, quote unquote, was dry, so no alcohol, but Oklahoma territory was not.
Mm.
So the businesses were saloons, and 90% of the merchants there were engaged in liquor sales. And by 1905, the town had boomed, I guess, to 500. And then when Prohibition... Prohibition. But when Oklahoma was made a state, Prohibition became enacted there. And the population in Earlsboro dropped back down to 387. The economy relied on agriculture. But then oil was struck. In March of 1926, and then that led to a big uptick, and the population was 1,950 in 1930.
That's crazy.
But then the oil boom turned into a bust when production declined precipitously just 2 years later in 1932. The newcomers were deeply in debt. They abandoned their homes and businesses. The city went into bankruptcy and couldn't pay its debts. And in 1959... the Oklahoman reported, Daily Oklahoman reported that the quote was the town that whiskey built and oil broke.
So in 1930, the population, like Shannon said, was 1,950 people. In 1950, it was 278. So people fled Earlsboro after there was no more oil there.
Not like, though, that like, 1,950 is a lot of people either.
No, but in a town that normally has like 500-600.
Yes, yes.
That's crazy.
So this place, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of our Anywhere in the Square episode.
Yes.
Which we were focusing on a Chittawinton
County.
Chittawkin County. Whatever. Something. Some county.
Chalkrin. County?
Chalgren County.
Chalgren Township.
Chalgren Township. Chalgren Township.
We got there.
In Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota?
Minnesota. Guys. Woof.
States are things.
There's a reason they call them the flyover states.
Alienating our audience.
Yeah. No, just kidding. But also a kind of like impoverished township with low population, though not nearly as bad as Earlsboro.
Children Township.
Children. There you go. So
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I want to read the notable event that occurred in Earlsboro, Oklahoma. In 1998, a bolt of lightning struck a hickory tree in a nearby field. Nearby to what? We don't know. The next morning, 13 dead cows were found forming a perfect circle around the split tree, leading both skeptics and believers to ask the question, how did they get there?
Skeptics and believers of what?
This says, source needed, there is currently no evidence this actually occurred.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I think we should Google that and explore it further.
Yeah, definitely. Scott just Googled Earlsboro, Oklahoma lightning cows. Guys, I'm pretty sure that someone from Earlsboro was just like, y'all, I'm going to update our Wikipedia page to say something crazy, and then wrote that, because there's no information on this incident on the rest of the internet.
If anyone is a good Googler, please find information about these cows in Earlsboro for me. I'm so curious.
Yeah. Okay. Let's write the song.
Yeah. Time to write our Enka song.
Yep. And get Abby to sing it for us.
About Earlsboro.
She's a good friend.
Here we go. Abby, we have lyrics.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
And you know what? I haven't heard them yet either.
So, well, I know what the lyrics are at this moment.
Okay. It's a special surprise.
Yes.
Only Shannon and the Enka gods know.
Yes. Okay. So, it's just a very short verse and then a very long chorus.
Great.
And I tried to emulate the like feeling of nostalgia and like longing and romanticizing the past, like that kind of thing. And it's going to be about Earlsboro. And I can't remember if when we were on the phone with you, we read the thing about the cows, right?
No, with Abby on the phone. No.
No, you did not.
No. So
my favorite part of Earlsboro.
Yeah. So
let's go into this.
In the Wikipedia article for Earlsboro, there is a completely unsubstantiated notable event which literally says source needed. There is currently no evidence that this is actually correct. But in 1998, a bolt of lightning struck a hickory tree in a nearby field. The next morning, 13 dead cows were found forming a perfect circle around the split tree.
What?
Leading both skeptics and believers to ask the question, how did they get there?
Why is this in the Wikipedia article?
Somebody was having a fun afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like,
I did extensive Googling to try and find support to this claim, and there was nothing.
Nothing.
That sounds like a tall tale to me.
That's some of that quality Abby Trapp voice acting right there.
Quality, high quality.
She's available for hire, here. Folks.
Yeah.
Please hire me.
So that factors into some of the lyrics, as you might imagine. All right, here we go. The verse. Oklahoma Territory, a tiny city fueled by whiskey. We hang on, we hold out. What's left of us all shout, clink our glasses and recount our former glory. And then the chorus is, oh, Earlsboro, where did all the people go? Can't we go back to a time Mercury was on the dime and the oil pipelines were in flow? So in 1930, which is when it boomed, they had Mercury dimes instead of Roosevelt dimes.
Did you just know that?
No, I looked
it
up.
I'm glad they fixed that.
Yeah, yeah. I know, right?
Dimes made of mercury?
No, like the god Mercury was on.
Yeah, I know, I was just saying.
I was also trying to make that joke.
I was with you, Abby. I got you.
Okay, great, Scott.
So the second half of the chorus, oh, Earlsboro, what did those bovines know? You might think that it's a joke, but a lightning strike did croak the cows who'll ne'er again begin to low. And then there's like,
that's brilliant.
Thank you. And then there's just a little like outro. Oh, our poor Earlsboro, the town that whiskey built and oil broke. just wanted to get that epic line into the song.
That's amazing.
So that's what you'll be singing in the style of Anka.
You really did it this time, Shannon.
We were originally playing around with like trying to just put it through Google Translate and then making you sing whatever that was in Japanese. It would probably just be complete nonsense and it wouldn't rhyme and it wouldn't scan properly.
It'd be really hard to write a melody for that.
Yeah. So.
True.
So, yeah, I'm going to write the melody. I've put together my Anka band, which consists of piano, shakuhachi, koto, strings, and drums. And maybe we should come up with a name for our Anka band.
Yeah.
Kaobushi.
Kaobushi!
Yiga! Yes!
That's so kawaii.
Kawaii!
Kawaii! Arigato.
So, so, so.
So does me.
So does God.
Thank you so much for participating in our crazy podcast.
Thank you, Abby.
Thanks for having me.
We love you.
Shenanigans.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimashita.
Go check out abbytrot.com.
Yeah, do it or else. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the next thing you'll all hear is... Oh, wait, we need a title.
Oh, shit. What did those bovines know? Whiskey and oil.
Fueled by whiskey?
Fueled by whiskey is good.
Just call it cow.
Just cow.
Fueled by whiskey.
Or we could just call it dead cows.
How do you say dead cows in Japanese?
Shinderu ushi?
Shinderu ushi.
You just call it that.
Ushi? Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's and then parentheses.
Let's make that our title.
Okay. This is Dead Cows by Kaobushi Yiga by Abby Trot by Shannon and Scott.
I like the rhyme at the end there.
Abby Trot, Shannon and Scott.
Enjoy.
This song goes out to all those residents of Earlsboro, Oklahoma. Natsukashii ne. Territory, a tiny city fueled by whiskey. We hang on, we hold out what's left of us, all shout, clink our glasses and recount our former glory.
That'll be 300,000 yen, which is how much the Yakuza paid me to audition.
Anka.
Abby, what a mensch.
No, seriously, though, like we literally spun the salad spinner, got this random genre,
texted
Abby and was like, what you do in the next couple hours?
And she's also in California. So it's not like she's in this time zone. So we just kind of sprung this on her in the early afternoon.
Yeah.
And
luckily she was home. And,
what a trooper.
And luckily she was willing to do all of this work for us. So thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby. We love you.
And we definitely got a much more, I wouldn't say exact, but more accurate representation of Anka. Because of your knowledge and influence.
Yes. Thank you for being available so that rather than actually talk to a real Japanese person, we can just talk to you.
We talk to the closest thing we know to an actual Japanese person.
Thank you.
That's not true. We have Japanese friends.
We do.
But none that know Anka.
Yeah.
So I think that was a pretty good representation.
It was a good salad.
Good salad.
Good salad.
And thank you again to Sammy Jellin for the salad spinner suggestion of that crazy website. I encourage you all to play with it because it is difficult and fun.
Dude, D-O-O-D dot A-L slash pink trombone, not a sex thing.
Don't include the not a sex thing. That's just implied.
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast and stay tuned for a little promo that we got from
Power Salad. We found we had this creative cousin.
Yes.
Who found us on Twitter.
He is one of the core artists of thefump.com, which is the Funny Music Project. It's an acronym. And he reached out to us on Twitter because he realized that his band Power Salad, which takes like kind of random goofy topics and makes songs out of them. Sound familiar, everybody?
What?
Yeah, they don't do randomized, but you can also visit them at powersalad.com. And they've just released a new album called Vaudeville. And so we'll have a little promo for that at the end of the show if you're interested in checking it out. Do.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're
Japanese.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
I was waiting for you to launch
think
into
so.
That. Also, watch Terrace House.
So.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the express entertainment of the patrons of this theater, Power Salad presents Vaudeville! A sparkling program of 11 musical and comic vignettes, including the Dr. Demento top 10 hit Smells Like Herb Alpert, gas station disc jockey, In My Driverless Car, and many more. Vaudeville is a wholesome delight the entire family can enjoy. Avail yourselves of this collection of music and comic finery and purchase now at powersalad.bandcamp.com.